Welcome or welcome back to Readability. If you didn't know already, this is a kid podcast that's all about reading. Don't know a good book to read? Visit Readability and I'll help you out. Every Saturday, I'll either read, review, or recommend different books just for you. Lay back and listen to this week's episode. Let's get started. Well, this is a different kind of episode, isn't it? I will be doing the Flip the Page Book Challenge, originated by Jesse the Reader on BookTube. I do this game a lot with my friends, so I thought I could at least attempt it on here on audio. I don't know if it'll work great, but let's hope. This episode is going to be, like, very unscripted, so sorry if I fumble with my words a lot. I wrote this first part out because I tried it and it didn't work. If you haven't heard of this challenge, there's a list of questions I have right in front of me, and I have to get a set of coordinates, the first number indicating which shelf I choose from. I'm choosing a book, by the way. And the second indicating which number book I get on that shelf. Okay, once I have a book, I will randomize a page number and flip to said page. And then the first name, piece of dialogue, sentence, animal, etc. I see will answer the question I'm on, because I'm creating like this new identity or story. Does that make sense? I don't think it does, but you'll get the gist of it as we go along. I have Google's random number generator, and instead of getting random numbers or coordinates from social media, if I had a larger following from my friends, I'll just get it from Google. It's kind of sad, but, you know, let's just start with the first question. And just so you know, I have 5 shelves with an average of 18 per shelf, for the exception of shelf 2 that has 33 books, and shelf 1 has 17, shelf 3 has 13, shelf 4 has 11, and shelf 5 has 16. So shelf 2 really stands out with those 33 books. And I have another random number generator that I'll just type in the page number. So that's how it's going to work, if you were curious. Okay, the first question is, you're getting a new identity. Let the coordinates guide you to a book, flip to the page you were given, and the first name you see is now your new name. This one's really interesting. So let's randomize the shelf. It is shelf 5. Okay. So, on that shelf, there are 16 books. I need to type that in. There are 16 books. What's even on that shelf? Oh, okay. So, the way I've reorganized my bookshelf is by genre. So, the last shelf, shelf 5, is, like, contemporary, historical, dystopian. So, this one's gonna be interesting. I'm randomizing the number. It is 9. So, I'm gonna go get that book. You can't see if it's the 9th book, but you're just going to have to trust me, please. I promise I'm getting the 9th book. Okay, so the book was Red, White, and Royal Blue. This is going to be interesting. I don't know how... I'm scared. I have to see how many pages there are in this book, but I... Oh god, I'm scared. Okay, so there's about... I don't want to see the last words! Okay, there are 440 pages. Let me type that in. And we're going to generate a random number. 129. I'm either going to get, like, Alex or Henry, maybe. I don't know. Because those are the main characters. 129. I'm flipping to the page right now. You can't see this, which is why this isn't the best way to do this challenge. But I'm on that page now. And the first name I see is going to be my new name. I'm so scared. Okay. Alex. Man, I knew I would get Alex. Because, why am I kind of disappointed? It's just such a basic name. Sorry, Alex. So now, I'm typing this information in. My new name is Alex. Should I incorporate, like, his last name? Because it's, like, Claremont Diaz. No, let's just keep Alex. Yeah. That's interesting. Alrighty. Now on to the second question. It's time to get up and move the heck out of your town. The location of the book your coordinates lead you to will be where you're moving. Okay, so this one, I don't need a page number. I just need a book and wherever it's set. Okay, let's randomize the shelf. Shelf 4. What's on that shelf? Oh, all my Percy Jackson books. So, that's interesting. Okay, let's random that. How many books? 11. There's 11 books. Generate a number. 6. Okay. That might be a Heroes of Olympus book. So, it's gonna be interesting. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back, and I just got The Mark of Athena. On a side note, it feels really nice to hold this book. It just brings me back to when I read it. Anyways, I actually don't know where this is set. Where is The Mark of Athena by Rick Riordan? Set. Camp Jupiter. Wait, what? Okay. Camp Jupiter is basically a camp. I don't really have to explain it for people who don't know. It's just like a summer camp, but for demigods. Camp Jupiter. Okay, that's interesting. I live at Camp Jupiter. You know, actually, it's really, really nice there. So I'm not complaining. Okay. So far, my name is Alex and I live at Camp Jupiter. I'm not complaining. That one was actually really good. The next question is, you're all settled into your new home, but you've got to get a job to get that cash money flow going. Create a job using the first object you find with the coordinates and page number. Okay, this one's interesting. We can get a little creative with this one. I'm scared. Okay, I'm going to randomize the bookshelf. 1. Oh man, so book 1, shelf 1 contains all like my, it's basically my book junk drawer. It's like, I don't really like these books. There are some Percy Jackson books in there, but that's just because I couldn't fit them on my Percy Jackson shelf. So they're not the worst, but, there are 17 books in that drawer and 11. Okay, so book 11. I'll be right back, and let's see what book I get. I'm nervous. Alrighty, so I got The Battle of the Labyrinth, the 4th Percy Jackson book by Rick Riordan. Okay, I'm nervous. Oh boy. I mean, are there bad objects in here? I don't think so. Thankfully, I don't have to, like, be nervous about seeing the last words because I've already read this book. 361. Okay. Our page number is 151. Okay. I'm nervous. Oh boy. I'm scared. I'm in my closet and it's kind of hard to see the pages, so sorry if this is like taking a while. It's just hard to see. Okay, 151, and the first object I see has something to do with my job. Okay. Home. That's an object, right? Home is an object, kind of. Well, it depends. Anyways, is home an... I'm gonna count it. I'm, like, maybe a real estate agent? How does that... I mean, or I could be, like, a home decorator? I guess. Let's look it up. What jobs have to do with homes? A real estate agent. Okay, I guess I'm a real estate agent. I was real estate agent. Okay, that's something. How can you be a real estate agent at Camp Jupiter? I guess that's how it works. That was an interesting one. The next question is, you've started your job and you've started developing feelings for a coworker. Find the book using your coordinates, switch to the page number you were given, and the first character you come across will be the character you're falling for. Oh boy, I'm nervous for this one. One time my friend, she got, what What was the book? It was a Roald Dahl book, and she got a worm for her love interest. So, let's hope I get something more normal than that. Our bookshelf is bookshelf number 2. Yes! Ah, my fantasy shelf. Oh, my fantasy shelf. Oh, this one can be interesting. Oh, boy. First name I find. Okay, so there are 33 books on this shelf, so let's hope we get a good one. 13. Ooh, okay. What is... Oh, I'm so nervous. All right, I'll be right back with the 13th book. I'm really excited for this one. I got The Cruel Prince by Holly Black. I've already read this, so I don't have to worry about seeing the last words. Okay. Oh, wait. It's pages. 370. And our page number is 361. I'm so nervous. You know what? If it's that far, it's probably gonna be like Carden or something. It's probably gonna be Carden. Because it's in the first person, so we're not gonna get Jude. It might be Carden. Let's see. Taryn? Man, really? Taryn is Jude's twin sister, and I don't really like her. Our love interest is Taryn, of all people. Fine. Okay. Well, that one was kind of anticlimactic because I was expecting, like, Carden, but Taryn? Sorry, I just don't really like her. The next question is, using the coordinates and page number, the first piece of dialogue you come across will be the first thing you say to your potential lover. This one gets really funny. Alrighty. Because, like, a lot of dialogue is just so out of context. So, our shelf is shelf number 1. Ugh, fine. That has 17 books. And our book number is 17. Oh, I know what the last book is. Okay, I was expecting this one. I got Keeper of the Lost Cities by Sharon Messenger. I have not read this book. I was going to. I have it on audiobook, but I really don't feel like reading it. Sorry to all, like, the epic Keeper of the Lost Cities fans. I just don't feel like reading it. Anyways, there are 488 pages, and the page number we get is 243. So the first piece of dialogue I see on page 243. 246. So close. Okay, I'm scared. Okay. It's literally, sorry, I told Edeline? Edaline. How do you pronounce that name? Edeline? I have to know how to pronounce this because these are the first things I say to Taryn. Sorry, I told Edeline I'd be home. Okay. That's something. Sorry. I told Edeline I'd be home. Okay. Again, not the best, but not the worst. It could have been worse. Just like, I have to keep that mindset that it could have been worse. Okay, the next question is, that line really got to them. The next thing you know, you're in love. You're gonna propose, but buying a wedding ring is too expensive. Yeah, that's a little too expensive for the president's son. Using the coordinates and flipping the page number you were given, the first object you come across will be what you propose with. Oh boy, I'm scared for this one. I think one time I did this, I proposed to somebody with a trapdoor. Another time I proposed to Thorn, I remember that one, from the Lunar Chronicles, with a helicopter, which is very fitting. Okay, our shelf is 2. Oh boy. 2. Our fantasy shelf. So we got some pretty interesting objects here. There are 33 books and 14. Oh, I know what that book is. That's The Wicked King by Holly Black. That's in the same series. Man. Okay, I guess I'll have to get it. I wanna go again, just so I can get, like, a different book. Am I allowed to? No, I have to stick with this one, the 14th book. Okay, I have it right now, The Wicked King by Holly Black. This is the second book in the Folk of the Air Cruel Prince trilogy. It's very good. Okay, there are 322 pages. And our page number is 134. 34. Okay, so first, what was it? Object, I see, will be what I propose with. I'm nervous. Okay. Clothes. Oh, I saw clothes. Oh, what? I proposed to Taryn with clothes. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't specify. No, the sentence is just, when I look at my new clothes. So, just clothes. I would be very happy if my lover, or I proposed to somebody with clothes. If somebody proposed to me with clothes, I would obviously say yes. That's not suspicious at all. Alrighty, the next question is, we've arrived at your wedding. Find the book using your coordinates. Flip to the page number you were given, and the first piece of dialogue you find will be the first line in your vows. Okay, let's see. I'm nervous. Okay. Our shelf is 3. Finally, something new. What's on that shelf? 1, 2. What's on that shelf? Oh, it's like my middle grade kind of sci-fi, kind of mystery, half Rick Riordan shelf. It's very confusing. There are 13 books on here. And our book is 10. Okay. I don't know what book that is, so I'll be right back. I got Nancy Drew, The Mystery at Lilac Inn by Carolyn Keene. Is that how you pronounce her last name? Keene? I think so. This one's gonna be a little interesting because it was written in 1930. Ooh. So, we'll see how this one turns out. The dialogue might be a little weird, but let's not judge. There are 180. I should have already known that. Already, and our page number is... Oh, come on! 131! Oh, my... That was, like, very, very similar to our last one. Whatever. Google just wants to, give me the same numbers. Okay, 131. Wait, what was it? First dialogue? Piece of dialogue. Oh. That's interesting. It's, that's right. Yep. That's right. That's right. I mean, I guess. That's right. How would you even make that sound normal? I don't know. But you know what? Like last time, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. That's right is pretty good for the first line in your vows, I would say. By the way, for a quick, like, wrap-up summary of what's happening right now, I'm Alex, President's son. I live in Camp Jupiter, and I'm a real estate agent. I fell in love with Taryn. Our first words, first line, first thing I said to her were, sorry, I told Edeline, I'd be home. Yep, I proposed to her with clothes, and the first line in our vows were, that's right. Yay! Alrighty, next question. It's honeymoon time. Wherever the book's location that your coordinates lead you to will be the destination of your lover's retreat. Okay. So no page number. Our shelf is 5. Okay, that's like... Ooh, okay. This one might be a little more interesting because it's the contemporary kind of dystopian part of my bookshelf. So we might get an interesting one that has 16 books in it. And our book number is 3. Oh, I know what book that is. Okay. I got Super Fudge by Judy Blume. This is, what, the third book in the Fudge series? If you just look up the cover of Super Fudge by Judy Blume, you'll see why I'm kind of concerned. Where is this book even taking place? Where is Super Fudge? Oh. By Judy Blume. Taken place, please. New Jersey. Okay. We live in Camp Jupiter. Why would we take a trip to New Jersey, of all places? It could have been an epic fantasy land, or like even New York, or Paris. I don't know anything but New Jersey. Again. Could have been worse. It could have been like, what's worse than that? Probably like Tartarus, the underworld. That's not fun. So I guess New Jersey is fine. New Jersey's fine. But I mean, not what I would have wanted. I suppose they just needed a break from Camp Jupiter. Like, isn't it Rome? Yeah. They just need to go to America, I guess. Okay, the next question is, things got a little crazy on the honeymoon, and now you're expecting a baby. With the next coordinates, find your book and flip to the page number you were given, and the first name you find will be your firstborn child. Yes, this one is really something. Hopefully I get a character I know, because that would be really funny to see, like, a baby. I can't think of a character right now, but we'll get there when we get there. Okay, our shelf is 2! Yes! Okay, the majority of these books I've read, so, whew, I really hope I don't get Harry Potter, because I don't know any of those characters. But we'll see. 32. That's the Lunar Chronicles! Okay, I'll be right back. All right, I just got really excited when, it's the Lunar Chronicles! Okay, so this is, the book I got is Winter by Marissa Meyer, the last book in the Lunar Chronicles quartet series, and all the characters are in this book. I hope I don't get, like, Wolf or something. Why would you name your kid Wolf? That's kind of concerning. well, I mean, his name is, like, Zev. I still wouldn't name my kid that. Sorry. Okay. 823 pages. Bet you weren't expecting that one. Okay. Come on. 296? Fine. I was expecting, like, 720 or something. 96... Oh, alright. First name I see. Ooh, I'm really hoping... please be a good character. Cinder! Okay, Cinder is, you know, our main character. Okay, I like Cinder. Wait, so that means... How does that even happen? No, she's a cyborg, but she wasn't born a cyborg, so... Okay, that would have been really concerning. All right, Cinder is our child. I'm fine with that. I'm very happy with this one. Cinder was a really good choice. All right, we've made it to the 10th question out of the 19. I guess I should have said that at the beginning. There's 19 questions. It's too late now. Okay, so the next question is, we're time jumping 5 years and your child is desperately begging for a pet. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page number you were given, and the first creature you come across will be your pet. If you don't find a creature, then the first object you find will have to be used as a pet replacement. Oh boy. Oh no. Okay. Our shelf number is 4. Oh. Okay, that's Percy Jackson. Okay. That's gonna be something. I mean, there are, like, mythological creatures in that series, so it could be actually really interesting. Unless we get, like, the king. No, even in the Kane Chronicles, that's Egyptian mythology. So we'll see. All right, 11 books and 4. Okay. I think that's The Lost Hero. Let me go check. Yes, it was The Lost Hero by Rick Riordan. The first book in the Heroes of Olympus series. Percy is not in this book, unfortunately. Okay. Anyways, there are 557 pages in this book. And our page number is 21. Really? Ugh, fine. We might get that weird, like, storm creature. Are they really creatures? No, they're just, like, people with powers. Or we might get... Probably gonna get, an object. Because this is the beginning. Oh my gosh, I keep missing the page. Okay, there we go. So, first object or creature I see. Let's really hope for a creature. If I don't find a creature. Okay, so, let me explain. There's something called a Ventus, a storm spirit, and it has, like, what? Smoky wings. I think his eyes are, like, black. It's a storm spirit. Does that count? Is that a creature? You know what? I think Cinder would definitely have a storm spirit. Or a... What is that called? A Ventus? Is that what it's called? Ventus, yeah. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right. Let's just call it a storm spirit. It's funny how, like, Taryn and Alex would allow Cinder to have a storm spirit as a pet. Okay. Alrighty. That was that one. I'm very concerned. Alrighty. On to the next one. Alrighty. Your child is going to school. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page number you were given, and using the words on that page, create the name of their school. Alrighty. Let's see how creative I can actually be. Our shelf number is 3. Okay. Okay. There are 13 on that shelf. And let's see what book we get. 9. Okay. Let's see which book that is. It's another Nancy Drew book. It is The Bungalow Mystery by Carolyn Key. The third Nancy Drew book. I only have the first 4, so. There are 180. Actually, I think this is 181 pages. Nope. 180. We got 170. Fine. I haven't even read this book, so I'm gonna get spoiled for what happens at the end. Okay, so, the words on this page will be used, to create a school name. I think we're allowed to use, like, academy, elementary, high, middle. So, we have Beach Cliff Hotel. So, like, beach, maybe? Monroe, I guess. Drew's, Nancy Drew. Desk, Donald. There's a lot of names, so I could just use, like, a lot of last names in this school name. Driver. Yeah, that's really it. I think I'm gonna call it Monroe Cliff Academy. That sounds really cool. I would want to go to Monroe Cliff Academy. Yeah, honestly, Monroe. And it's going to be very prestigious because Cinder's very smart. I mean, she's a cyborg, so obviously she's going to go to a very prestigious school. The next one is, you decide you're going to start a YouTube channel for a side hobby. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page number you were given, and find something on that page that will be the core topic of your channel. Okay. This is going to be interesting. Our shelf number is 5. Okay. This one might be actually kind of interesting. And then, oh, there are 16 books. Our page number. Our book is 10. Okay, I'll be right back. Ooh, I got Shatter Me by Tahereh Mafi. I really want to read this book. So we'll see. I'm very scared to see. Where are the page numbers? Ah, I don't know where the page number. Where are the page numbers? Oh, they're at the bottom. Oh, nope, that's the epilogue. Why can't I see? This is very hard. Okay, this is really weird. At the end of Shatter, it's like they're starting. It says page 55, but we're at the very end. What's happening right now? Oh, because that was because there's a sneak peek or includes Destroy Me, Warner's novella. Okay, that makes more sense. I don't want to see the last words. 329. Okay. That was very difficult. All right. 109. I think I have to cough. I'm sorry. 109. This is the most unscripted episode I have ever made. Ever. I saw the word shoots. So somebody either dies or gets very injured. Alrighty. 109. First object I see, or what? The first. Find something on that page, that'll be the core topic of your channel. Okay. Close. What? Oh my gosh. Really? Close? Okay. What kind of YouTuber would that be? Like a close reviewer? A close. What are those? Like, you know how people. No, how do I explain this? Like, they. I don't know. Maybe I could be a model? I feel like that's something Alex would do. I mean, I don't know. Close. How can that be? A close. You know what? Close reviewer. That. I don't think that's a thing. But. Or, like, some. You know how some people do a lot of research into, like, historical, like, fashion? Nah. It's gonna be a close reviewer. Alrighty, our next question, or prompt, I guess. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page to the page number you were given, and using words from that page, create a YouTube channel name. This better have something to do with clothes. I feel like clothes is on every single page of every book. Let's hope. All right, our shelf number is 2. Yay, my favorite shelf. There are 33 books on there, and 21. Okay. Oh, that might. Oh, I feel like that's gonna be like the first one of the first three Harry Potter books. Okay, we'll see. All right, I got the Goblet of Fire. Maybe I'd be more interested in getting, or like happy that I got Goblet of Fire if I had read Harry Potter. But no, I still haven't read Harry Potter. Yeah, I know. Don't make fun of me. Okay, this book is a long one, obviously. As are all the Harry Potter books. 734. Okay. And our page number is 722. Oh, come on. 700. All right. So, the words on this page will, become my YouTube channel name about clothes. So let's hope this is like we have a word that has to do with like shirt or I don't know something. Okay, so we have magic, Dumbledore, whisper. Not exactly. That's not a good word. Let's see. Try not to read this because I am eventually gonna read Harry Potter, so I don't want to get spoiled just in case. Oh. Man, there's no nothing that has to do with clothes on here. So, oh, they're talking about somebody's. Oh my gosh, I just got I just got spoiled for something. There's a line. I really hope this person was already dead before I started this novel. No, oh man, I just got spoiled for somebody's death. Man, this is kind of disappointing. Okay, let's pretend that didn't happen. I wish I didn't, like, pay too much attention to the words on here, but I kind of have to. Let's see. Ministry, I guess. Perfectly calm. I don't know. I'm just, like, reading it at this point. I can't find any good words. Let's do, the ministry hall of Malfoy. Yep, that has a lot to do with, like, clothes. I think if I heard that YouTube channel name, my mind would go straight to clothes. So, what was it? Ministry Hall of Malfoy. Yep. Ministry Hall of Malfoy. Nice. That's very good. Very creative. On to question 14. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page number you were given, and the first piece of dialogue you see is how you'll greet your viewers each time you start a video. Oh boy. Imagine it's like, goodbye. And that's how the video starts. That would be really something. Okay, shelf number 5. Okay. 5. There's some pretty good books on there, so I'm not complaining that much. At least it wasn't bookshelf number 1. Ugh. Okay. And our book number is 15. Oh, that's Prodigy. I'll go get it. Yes, I was correct. It is Prodigy by Marie Lu, the second legend book. Okay, this book has... I don't want to read the ending to this book because it's very tragic and sad. Let's just pretend it didn't happen. 373. 373? 352? Fine. It's so close to the end. Alrighty, so, wait, what am I doing again? First piece of dialogue will be how I greet my viewers? Oh god. Oh. Okay, so, if you hear any stomping, that's my little brother walking up the stairs. Anyways, the first piece of dialogue I see is, what do you think? Maybe. That might work. Like, how could that work? What do you think? Now that I'm thinking about it, like, I'm just trying to imagine Alex, doing all of this, and, it's very weird to think about. Anyways, what do you think? That's a very interesting way to start a video. The next one is, you've decided to write a book. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page number you were given, and using words from that page to create a book title. Oh boy, another one where I have to create something. Ugh. All right, our shelf number is 1. Of course it's 1. And there are 17 books in there. Okay, and number 14. Alrighty, let's see what book that is. Okay, I got Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days by Jeff Kinney. This is gonna be interesting. There are a lot of pictures in here, which probably won't help, but we can manage. Okay, there are 214 pages. I remember reading this, like, on a random day in third grade, and I would just plow through the entire thing. That quickly. It was fun. Okay, our page number is 83. Oh boy, it's hard to find. Oh, this keeps, like, closing. It's not open. Okay, 83. Alrighty, use the words on here to create a book title. Alright, Creek, Dad, Awkward, Cut, Thing, Stuff. Okay. Maybe, what would it be about? Okay. Let's see. Awkward, Creek Stuff. Yeah. Awkward Creek Stuff. By creek, they mean, like, the Rappahannock Creek. Or, isn't that a river? Whatever. That's Awkward Creek Stuff. Would you buy that book? Awkward Creek Stuff. Yep. That's my book title. It's best-selling. We're almost done. The next one is, find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page number to the page number you were given, or flip to the page to the page number you were given, and the first line you see will be the opening line of your book. Okay. Our shelf number is 2. Good shelf, good shelf. There are 33. And our book is 4? Okay, let me go get that book. Okay, I got Rune and Rising by Leigh Bardugo, last book in the Grisha trilogy. Very, I don't know if you can hear this, very tabbed. Wow, there's a lot of tabs in here. There are, oops, oh, well, I suppose we can count these pages. No, those are like questions. Okay, wait. Oh, okay. 417. I was confused because I didn't really recognize the last words, but then I realized I was in the epilogue, and then I was like, ah, okay. 285. Let's hope we get a Nikolai quote, because his quotes are really funny. 285? Alright, this page is not tabbed. Surprisingly, it's like every other page, I put a tab there. It's a lot. Okay, so first piece of dialogue is how my book starts. This one's interesting. It's more what I don't see. Okay. Oh, I probably would have also seen, and people say I'm crazy. Or no, and people say I'm crazy. Or, it's the way the birds move, the way the animals hide in the underbrush. So, but the first one I saw was, it's more what I don't see. Okay, I guess that can be like, deep. Yeah, that's pretty deep. It's more what I don't see. From Mal. Mal says this. And if you don't know who Mal is, I hate him. In the burning fashion. So maybe it's like a nonfiction book. Or a memoir. I don't know. Now we're almost done. Plot twist. The reason you've even created a new identity for yourself is because a killer was after you. Now that you're a mega famous author and YouTuber, they've tracked you down again and they're coming for you. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page, blah, 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 and the first character you see will be your killer. I'm scared. I hope and don't hope this is a character I know. Our shelf number is... It's not, okay. Oh my gosh, my computer is, all right, 3. Okay. Okay, I don't remember the shelf. I was hoping for something better, but please do not give me Nancy Drew. I don't want Nancy Drew, literally any other book but Nancy Drew. All right, 1? Oh, that's Iceling. Let me go get it. Alrighty. It is Iceling by Sasha Stephenson? Yeah. Okay. This one's... What? My killer? I haven't read this book, so I don't know any of the characters. in this book, except for, like, the main character, what's her name? Callie? Lorna, that's her name. That's the main character. Callie is the sister. 253. Sorry, this is... I don't usually have hardcover books, and the dust jacket is, like, slipping off. Okay. 253? Is that... I don't remember what I said. 204. Page 200. Oh, I almost opened to that page. It was on 2208. Alright. So, first name I see will be my killer. Emily. Oh, I know an Emily. Oh, I'm just gonna imagine her killing me. Yeah, instead of whoever... Emily is in this book. I'm just going to imagine the Emily I know. That's really sad. Why would she... Well, actually, Emily, the one I know, is killing Alex. Not really me. Well, actually, no. She is killing me because I've just created this new identity, but I'm still me. Aw, man, that's really sad. Oh, well. Thanks, Emily. Time for the penultimate question. One day, you're setting up to film a YouTube video when you're suddenly struck by a killer. By the killer, sorry. Find the book using your coordinates, flip to the page number you were given, and the first object you come across will be what they use to kill you. That isn't... Here we go. R1 is... 4. 4. Fine. I shouldn't be complaining, but, like, I wanted shelf number 2 because there's a lot more books and more books I enjoy on there. This is the Percy Jackson shelf, so at least it's better than, like, shelf number 1. Alrighty. Book number 8. Let me go get that. I got The Blood of Olympus by Rick Riordan, my least favorite book in the entire Heroes of Olympus trilogy. It's not a trilogy. There's 5 books. Series. Okay. Just wait until I reread this book, because I'm gonna do it eventually. 516 pages. 516. 198. So the first object I see is what Emily uses to kill me. 98. Did I say 93? I meant 98. That's what it says. Alrighty. Object. Where's an object? This is weird. Draken? Well, it looks like dragon, but instead of a G, it's a K. I don't know how to pronounce that. Dragon bone sword. What is that supposed to mean? So I get slaughtered by a sword? Draken bone sword. This is really devastating. I didn't think I would have to go like this. You know, at least Alex or I live a really interesting life. The final prompt is number 19. Find the book using your coordinates. Flip the page number you were given, and the first line you see will go on your tombstone. Okay, this one, this can either go really great or really, really bad. I mean, all of these could go really, really bad. Alrighty, except for like I can choose the words to create a name, right? I mean, because I have control over it. Anyways, the shelf is, shelf number 2! Yes, I'm so happy. Okay. At least we got a good shelf. We might get a really bad book. I don't know. Maybe Harry... Oh, please don't be a Harry Potter book. 30. That is a Lunar Chronicles book. Yes. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, I got Scarlet by Marissa Meyer. The second Lunar Chronicles book. Okay. Let's see what quote I get. Oh, you know, if I got Cress, it might have been a little better. Or at least a little funnier, because Thorne is one of the main characters in that book. But he's still in this book, so we might get a good quote from him. Because he has some interesting one-liners. 505 pages. And our page number is 379. Okay, first piece of dialogue. I'm so nervous. Okay. Oh, this is really something. The line that will go on my tombstone is, "You are nothing. You are nothing." Okay. Michelle said that? You are nothing. That is really something. And honestly, that's kind of... I feel like Alex would definitely put that on his tombstone. You are nothing. It's just that... kind of funny, kind of mean, snarky thing to put on your tombstone. Or maybe not. Maybe that's a little too mean for him. I don't know. Man, you are nothing? Really? Of all the lines, you are nothing. Okay. Well, this was really interesting. Let's do a little recap of my new life. My name is Alex. I live at Camp Jupiter. I'm a real estate agent. My wife's name is Taryn. The first thing I said to her was, "Sorry, I told Edelyn I'd be home." I proposed to her with clothes, and the first line, my vow, was, "That's right." We had a honeymoon in New Jersey, and we have a child named Cinder. She's a pet storm spirit, like a storm creature, weird ghost thing. She goes to Monroe Cliff Academy, and I have a YouTube channel. I review clothes, and it's called Ministry Hall of Malfoy. It's very Harry Potter-esque, but I don't really talk about Harry Potter on there, like, at all. I start my videos by saying, "What do you think?" Actually, that might be a really good line, now that I'm, like, thinking about it. Because it's like, "What do you guys think of these clothes?" Just getting started immediately. Maybe? I don't know. Anyways, I wrote a book. It's called Awkward Creek Stuff, and the first line is, "It's more what I don't see." But plot twist, I have somebody trying to kill me. Their name is Emily, and actually, they already did kill me, and she killed me with a dragon bone sword while I was setting up to film a YouTube video, and I decided to write on my tombstone, "You are nothing." So that's the story of my life. Wow. This was very long. I'm so sorry that you had to witness this. But it was very fun. I would say that I would do this again, but I probably won't ever do this on this podcast. But I hope you enjoyed. I hope it wasn't too overwhelmingly long. And that's really it. I hope you have a good day, and keep reading, folks. Bye-bye.